We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1. Breaking news on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast.
All right, our trusty producer, Tyler Milner, some breaking news. What's the latest?
That's right. This is coming from our Rockets and Astros Sports Radio 610 insider, Adam Spillane, who will be on air tonight at 7 p.m. for the draft lottery special. He's got some Astros news. Adam Spillane says the Astros say Jake Odorizzi underwent an MRI on his lower left leg earlier today. They will provide an update when it is available. But for now, the Astros have placed Jake Odorizzi on the 15-day injured list and recalled Seth Martinez.
All right, Seth Martinez is up. I know you were kind of hoping a potential experiment with old Hunter Brown. But they bring up Seth Martinez, which I think a lot of people were predicting that they would do. But Jake Odorizzi, no surprise at all when the man takes a step, falls out, and says, "I'm not getting up." You can read his lips. We knew an IL stint was coming. So he is on the 15-day IL at least right now. Clint, they had the MRI. Hopefully by the end of this show, we'll get a full understanding, potentially. But you, I know when you first saw it, you thought Achilles.
Yeah, look, I think it's an Achilles injury, and I don't think it's minor. This is one of those situations where I don't know that we can trust what Dusty says or what anybody else says out of the organization from a standpoint of an injury anyway. Look, I'm going to tell you what. You think Tyler was hard on Jake Odorizzi? If Jake Odorizzi's got a rolled ankle.
Oh, my God.
Because Dusty said he was in a boot, so we know it's not a knee. It's a lower leg injury.
Oh, my God. If this is a calf strain.
If this is a calf strain, if this is a sprained ankle, a high ankle sprain.
If he pitches
my man
before
says,
the All-Star break.
My man would not get up, and my man got stretchered off, I quit.
There ain't
no way in hell. Look, I ain't going to let Dusty and him take me to that point right now with Jake because I feel sorry
I feel like you just thought in your mind. I'll be damned if he comes back in 15 days.
If he comes back in 15 days and that's what he did, look, I'm going to tell you what. If my leg weren't broken, in this case, if I didn't have a torn Achilles and I did that, my mother would have came out of the stands and MF'd me. She'd be on Sports Radio 610 right now MF'ing me.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
So he better not pull a Camu Grugier heel. You remember Camu Grugier heel? We thought he torn it off.
Well, that was a knee, though.
That was a knee.
A knee is scary.
A
knee's different because you can't. You don't know. You can't tell. And when you get hit, it's different. I have to go back and watch the Camu Grugier heel again. If I'm going to be fair with that criticism, when did he come back? Was he back 2 weeks later?
No, a week.
Well, he had Jack put hands on him too.
I'm not going to comment on Camu Grugier heel right now because I got to go back and watch that and remind myself
he got stretched off and it looked like he was going to. He didn't miss a game.
Astros need to call up Jack. Basically,
I didn't say that.
I don't know about Jack. I don't know about all that. I can tell you right now.
You sure you want that?
If my man got hauled off, waited on a stretcher, like the push stretcher, too, not even the buggy. Like two dudes pushed the whole thing out there and strapped him down, and we're going to get a 15-day IL list, and then he's back pitching again? No, boss, I can't. That ain't serious.
I would think it's serious.
Right.
Like you're an athlete. Like you guys know your body. If you went down and it was like, oh God, I can't walk. Like I can't get up. I'm not even gonna try it. Because I think not just athletes, anybody's first thought is, let me get up and try it. Let me stand up and try it. Let me get up. He laid there and he wasn't even. He didn't give it any thought.
No.
He coming out. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not getting up. That was visibly difficult for this guy to do, to say you're an athlete.
It was not.
I mean, he choked
it
over his own words.
Not.
He choked
was,
over his own words.
Stop it. Now it's in your head.
You can't be looking out for a guy and then do that.
It's unbelievable. Eh?
Now it's in your head.
I mean, did you see that?
Stop.
You care one segment, ask him about his sunburn, and then you go to that.
It's unbelievable how difficult that is for him.
It is not difficult.
Oh, yeah,
you're making this up.
It's very difficult considering how.
You're making this up.
Be a consistent, loving mother.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
Kiss my ass, Bill.
Whoa.
No. I said you're not an athlete.
It is visibly a struggle for you.
I need to stop going to the tape, but go get the tape. I want to hear that again.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you on the Harden deal?
That worked out just fine.
I don't think so.
And just fine.
No.
Which is not good enough.
I said, I'm trying to get this man. I'm using you as the athlete.
Oh, you tried. No, you tried.
I
appreciate the effort. I appreciate the effort. It was just a struggle for you.
You couldn't even get it out of his mouth and let me respond
before he took it back to him.
What the heck with the athlete? Anybody.
I mean, anybody. Oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, anybody tries. You're right with an Achilles. I went to knowing your body as an athlete.
That's right.
I don't believe I stuttered. I feel like I said that smooth. I'm not even going to read the text line.
If Jake Odorizzi comes back, show.
If he after comes back before
like,
the All-Star.
Two-man stretcher, not the buggy, two-man stretcher off the field. If he comes back in 15 days, I'm done.
Wow, dude.
What'd you say? This boy better be out.
He better not cross Linda. You want Linda's next video? Here's the deal. You want Linda's next video? Let Jake Odorizzi come back in 15 days and toe that rubber.
Oh, God. Where's Mr. Miyagi? I hope he is up there.
I'm going to slide over there and find your ass.
I'm here to tell you, man.
Clint said, if we don't hear this thing extended to the 60-day DL, we're going to have a real problem.
If there ain't surgery involved, Linda's whooping somebody's ass.
She would threaten me.
She would threaten me and my brother. I'm going to tell y'all something. If you let me sit up there and worry in them stands and your leg ain't broke, I'm going to break the damn thing when you get home.
Gosh damn it, man.
There ain't no way.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, this first reported from Ed Warner. The first direct meetings between the NFL investigative team led by Lisa Friel and the Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson have begun right here in Texas. The league seeks to determine if he violated the NFL personal conduct policy and, if so, whether discipline should be imposed. Adam Schefter of ESPN had this to speak about the latest between the meeting between the NFL and Deshaun Watson.
The NFL would like to reach a decision sooner rather than later, preferably sometime this summer, to bring closure to this particular situation that's hung over Deshaun Watson, the National Football League, for quite some time. But he is scheduled to meet with NFL officials this week. And keep in mind that this will be the first case under the new collective bargaining agreement. So Roger Goodell will not make the ruling. It will come from a recommendation of Lisa Friel, Todd Jones, various NFL officials, not Roger Goodell as it now exists under the new terms of the collective bargaining agreement with personal conduct policy cases, but that will continue to be expedited this week.
That's big.
Yeah, that is handed down. It's not Roger. It's handed down from an outside.
Well, look, the last thing this group discussion, you know, that's making the ultimate decision led by Lisa Friel, the last thing you want to do is the first case that you have to deal with is 22 civil lawsuits that it consisted of 11 criminal complaints that were dismissed, but there were still criminal complaints, and you don't do nothing.
Don't you feel like they're going to lay the hammer? Like they're going to potentially make an example?
You got to think they're going to. Now, I'm doubling down on my no way that Deshaun Watson is there week one. I mean, I wonder how much
influence Roger has on this, though. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know, that's a good point. But if they've gone the direction via the collective bargaining agreement, I would imagine that Roger Goodell is either wanted to remove himself from the situation, or the NFLPA wanted to remove him from the situation, or they wouldn't have gone this route, right? Yeah. But the thing is, anyway you slice it, if this guy would have been making the decisions for years now, I could see him beating his chest and going, I'm gonna handle it however the hell I want to handle it. The fact that this is a new method, if you will, to arrive at disciplines for players and review cases, I don't think that bodes well for Deshaun Watson,
and,
man.
And like I said, and I would think they are, like, this is the first one. We want to set the tone of what we're looking at. We want to set the tone, and this is a big case.
Well, you damn sure don't want to set it the wrong way, right? You damn sure don't want to be too soft, and then all of a sudden, the next time somebody gets in trouble, now you're comparing. Ooh.
Mm. You feel more than 8 games at this point?
No, I think 8 games is pretty stout. I think 8 games is pretty stout, but man, I don't know, Show. That definitely changes the
That changes the
dynamic in my head.
Yeah, that's interesting. So that's the latest here. It's not going to be Roger Goodell who is making the call. It is going to be by the recommendation of the new investigative team. Lisa Frill, this is, as Adam Schefter said, the first case under the new collective bargaining agreement that gives their investigative team the right to make what the consequence will be. So we'll keep you updated on that.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, Clint, the playoffs are back underway tonight. Big night here in the NBA as the Rockets potentially we'll see where they are or where they're drafting next year. We'll talk to Ryan McDonough coming up here in about 5 minutes with that. But the playoffs get started again tonight. Boston and Miami. Sixers are not in this, but the Boston and Miami. And boy, it feels like to me, if I've got it before the series start, it feels like this is going to be a series which Boston continues to do. Their young stars have taken up a notch. Like, I just have respect. Everybody was trying to move around to get away from Brooklyn in the first round, and Boston said, we'll take it. They faced Durant and the Nets and Kyrie. Then the next round, they face Giannis and the Bucks. Like, those are the two star power teams there in the East. They beat them both. I know they don't have home court advantage, but I think this is a serious Boston win.
Well, you know, I'm Boston, Golden State at this point.
That's your final.
Yeah, and I love Luka. I'd like to see if the Rockets aren't going to be, if they're going to contend for it, I'd love to see the other Texas team contend for a championship, obviously. But
I'm sure most around here agree with you.
Yeah, well, no, probably not. But the I'm just here to tell you, man, like, the team concept in a lot of spaces, in more teams than not in the NBA, it's a dying breed. Like, moving without the ball, moving the ball, and winning as a team offensively and defensively, it's a dying breed, man. And Golden State and Boston, that's about as team-oriented as you're going to find in that game, for sure, huh?
And they both play really good defense, so it'll be interesting tonight. We'll see. Jimmy Butler will have something to say with Miami. They're well coached, but the Eastern Conference Finals gets off and gets started tonight. Coming up, Ryan McDonough, the guy who was the former general manager who put together the Phoenix Suns, he'll join us coming up
next.
You
gonna piss him off?
Most likely.
Me and Ryan are buddies. We've DM'd with each other. All right. He's gonna join us coming up next and see what he thinks about the Rockets' chances and what players he thinks should go number one. We'll discuss that next.
We'll keep an eye on that, Ronnie.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Ah, yes, I love to hear that music. A big night for the Rockets and the NBA, but specifically the Rockets, and nobody better to talk to right now than our guy. Joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 NBA insider. Our guy, Ryan McDonough, on the line is Ryan, and all insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. All right, a big night for the Rockets, Ryan. It's been a while since we've gotten to hear from you. We'll get to your sons here in a bit, but it's a big night for the Rockets. And what's your thought about this class this year versus last year's? The Rockets had the number two pick, and of course they came away with Jalen Green, and Cade Cunningham was at the top of that class. What is your thoughts about this class? Is this a better class than last year's?
No, I think last year's class will go down as one of the best in the last few decades in the NBA. I think if you look at the players to come out of last year's draft, Scottie Barnes was Rookie of the Year. I loved what Evan Mobley did in Cleveland. He would have been my choice, and I think he's going to be a phenomenal defensive player. In fact, I think Mobley's a guy who may win multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's that good. And then Cade Cunningham was rock solid in Detroit. And down your way, Jalen Green got off to a slow start, and I really liked what I saw from him, especially late in the year. And you guys know how I feel about Green and his explosive scoring ability, and I think he's a guy that has a good chance to be among the league-leading scorers, if not the top scorer in the league someday. So as I look at this year's draft, guys, I know the Rockets are slotted number one. You know, and obviously, if you're number one, you can pick whoever you want, but I think it's relatively flat, and this is not just my own evaluation, but in terms of people I talk to around the league, that top four grouping of Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, and Jaden Ivey, those four guys, teams value those guys differently. I think certain teams would take different guys in that mix at number one. So it certainly makes it interesting for Houston tonight. But I bring it up because Rockets fans, if you're in the top four, if you don't get the number one pick, but you're in the top four, it's not the end of the world. You're probably very likely still to get a good player if you're one through four.
Ryan, you talked about last year's draft class here in Houston. They're obviously in the middle of a rebuild. You can call it phase two, year two. And then you just mentioned the top four prospects in this year's draft. If you're in Houston, you've watched them. Of the top four guys, which one best fits where Houston is and their supporting cast, if you will, on the roster right now?
Yeah, so I'll answer that two ways, Clint. The first is that if you're picking at the top of the draft, the first question you have to ask yourself is, if this guy we're drafting is better or has a chance to be better than anybody on our roster, what happens on the rest of the roster, or who currently is on the rest of the roster, should be somewhat irrelevant. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you draft, if you think Chet Holmgren or some of these guys in the draft, Paolo Banchero, Jaden Ivey, whoever it is, Jabari Smith, if they're going to be better than the guys on your current roster and you feel pretty good about that, you should take them and then make adjustments to the rest of your roster rather than the other way around. But generally speaking, I think the Rockets have a lot of young talent, especially in the backcourt, as you guys know, starting with Jalen Green. You know, we'll see going forward kind of how they value some of the young guys who have shown flashes, you know, like Kevin Porter Jr. You know, they were perimeter heavy last year other than Alperen Şengün in the draft, adding Josh Christopher as well. So ideally it would be a wing or a front court player. So of the top grouping guys, I think, Jalen Smith from Jaden Ivey from Purdue is probably the worst fit, you know, just due to the fact that they're somewhat duplicative in the shooting guard spot or combo guard spot with Jalen Smith on the roster. But I think with those other guys, I mean, Holmgren brings the shooting and spacing. He's a very interesting one because teams value him differently because of the body and that long spread out frame, but he's talented. So I think the best natural fits are Jabari Smith, the forward from Auburn, or Paolo Banchero, the forward from Duke. They're both different players, but I can see those guys slotting in very nicely with the young core that Houston already has in place.
Yeah, Ryan McDonough here with us, joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. He is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 NBA Insider. And you brought up a couple of those guys, and Chet in particular. Listen, it is hard for me to see how he's going to translate in terms of being a star. Like, I mean, when you're picking this high, if you get the number one pick or the number two pick, like, I think you're looking for somebody that can be, if not a program changer, at least somebody that you feel like is going to be there for 10 years, flirt with all stars. And it is hard for me to see that. Who is the comp? What is the best comp of what you think Chet Holmgren will be in the NBA?
That's a great question, Sho, and that's a really tough one because he's such a unique player. You know, obviously, I think the easy, lazy comp is Kevin Durant. I don't see that personally. I mean, Durant was historically, you know, good at Texas, as you guys know, especially with his shooting ability. But one of the reasons Holmgren's so hard to evaluate is because there really hasn't been a player like him. He's got a 7'5 plus wingspan. You know, he's got incredible shot blocking ability, averaged 3.5 blocks a game at Gonzaga in only about 27 minutes per night. So there's a lot to like. I think so much of Holmgren's evaluation, guys, for me, if I were in the Rockets front office or any front office evaluating Chet, would come down to your strength conditioning coach and your medical team, the team doctor, the team trainer, looking at his body, doing a biometric assessment. This is probably more up Clint's alley from a football perspective, but it's almost like getting with your strength coach and saying, what can we do with this? What can we do with this frame? What do you think you can get this guy to? Because he is unusually skinny. And as you guys know, in the NBA at the highest levels, you look at the best players, especially when you're talking about advancing in the playoffs and trying to win a championship. Some of those guys, and we just saw one in Milwaukee, you know, getting eliminated on Sunday. And Giannis, these guys are physical freaks. I mean, you talk Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, you know, I could go on and on. Just the physical dominance and power of these guys. So can Holmgren, and he's never going to be that. Kevin Durant is not that. Steph Curry is not that. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not comparing Chet Holmgren to those guys, but can you get his body to a passable level where he's just not going to get knocked out physically? And then with the length and skill and uniqueness of the rest of the package, it's pretty intriguing. But I think that's a question that your medical team is better equipped to answer probably than the three of us are, just given how unusual Chet Holmgren's frame is.
All right, Ryan. Once again, man, we appreciate you joining us as you always do a great job. We'll see what happens with the Rockets. Hopefully they get the top pick, but hopefully they put themselves in position to add another young piece to this group because they could be something here in the next several years. Thanks again for joining us.
Anytime, guys.
All right, that was our Odyssey NBA Insider, Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. All right, the Chet thing, it's When they say Kevin Durant, let's just calm down here. None of that. And like that's interesting to say there is no comp. We've never seen anybody like him. I just can't get past it. Yes, Giannis put on a lot of weight, and Kevin Durant put on enough weight. I just can't. I can't see it.
Yeah, look, I don't. I'm not going to argue with the GM about what he sees, but I don't. That seems to be risky. Like I was going. I mean, we ran out of a little bit of time there, but I mean, I wanted to ask him. Is that the hardest thing in pro sports? I mean, you see a guy's body that you've got you're taking a huge gamble on. You know he can shoot it. You know he can rebound. You've seen him do it at the college level. But will his body and his weight and his structure
allow him to be able to do that
at this level? I mean, that seems like one hell of a role. Or he's got to be Dirk Nowitzki. And Dirk was thicker than that too.
But Dirk went 195.
What was Dirk when he was that age? I wonder. Or you got to be Kevin Durant. I mean, he's not those guys.
Yeah.
It seems like a huge gamble. But hey, I mean,
we'll see what they do. We'll see. Hopefully, they get the top pick. We'll talk to Adam Spolane a little bit later on the 5 o'clock hour. Who'll be hosting? Him and Landry will be hosting our show tonight to get you ready for where the Rockets will be picking. Next year. All right, Jeremy Pena, we've got some news. We've got the latest news on the Astros shortstop and finally some good news for change. We'll let you know the latest on that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner
and the show.
Hunting seven down a back road. Turn it up, boys. Hey, show, give me a couple cold silver bullets, will you? Hey, show, grab me another silver bullet, Bob.
Come on.
Two of them. Make it one. You got two hands, Bip.
That one's a blue.
You know what, show? You ain't got to go. Tyler, get your ass up there and get us a bucket of Coors Light.
Cheryl, get on that.
Get your elders some Coors
Light. I got Cheryl on it. I got work to do here.
Now, Cheryl is our search and statistician. She is not our...
Cheryl, would you get a couple of cold beers, please? Get me. All right,
what,
thank
ain't
you.
Gonna trickle down all the way to Cheryl, huh?
My Lord, man, what is she? Jeez, Cheryl,
I could go for a little Stapleton get down this weekend. What do you say, boys?
Well, we got playoff.
Don't
baseball.
Tease me with a good time.
Got a little playoff baseball.
You
Saturday.
Got playoff baseball at 9:30 at night, man. Concerts don't go at noon.
All right, where is it?
I don't know. We have to look it up.
Yeah, I feel like I have to get somewhere. We got playoff baseball this weekend. Little show got playoff baseball. See what happens. See what happens. All right. News here, speaking of baseball, finally, Jeremy Pena is back in the lineup, and he is back.
No, you got that's got to
be
done.
Come on, man. Stop.
No, this is – we should have talked about this yesterday. It's official, show.
Oh God, Clint is
that is
clubbing
dead.
These, his fingers
that
on
is
his
dead.
Phone.
That bear crap pushing. You're doing is dead.
He is pushing. He is frantically.
It's picking up on Twitter.
It is no, it's not. It's absolutely –
it is. You know
it's
it deep
absolutely
down in your heart.
Dead.
Jerbear.
I tell you what's picking up on Twitter is La Tormenta.
La Tormenta.
That's cool. It's not as cool as Jerbear.
La Tormenta.
No. You don't get to. This is a family nickname. You don't get to override it with your little Jerbear crap. Okay. This is a family nickname.
By the way, before he gets going, Jeremy Pena's back in the lineup tonight.
Yes, Jerbear's back.
He's back in the lineup tonight, and his whole damn family's in Boston. He's about 40 deep in Boston with their T-shirts.
At least 40
And you know
deep.
What the back of the shirt says?
What'd they say?
Actually, I think it's on the front.
It's the front, not the back.
His name is on the back, and his nickname is on the front. La Tormenta. La Tormenta. You like how I'm getting better as I roll that R right there? Anybody want? Anybody have taken the time or anybody want to guess on what the hell it means?
The storm?
A thunderstorm or storm? So do me a favor. Go out there and find me some like thunder rolls type of drops.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
And when we talk about Pina,
we'll alternate between Jer Bear and the storm.
No, see, now you're confusing everybody.
We have to
everybody.
Have sound effects.
That's pretty good, though. That's a great idea.
When Pina does something big, you bang out the thunder, the lightning storm.
Thunder and then a great bear growl.
No, to hell with your bear. It's not. It's dead,
I mean, are
man.
You really, I mean,
it's dead and gone.
I hate it, but are you going to give up that quickly?
No.
I mean, can you have multiple nicknames?
Yes.
This is not a discussion. His family. It's a family nickname. You don't get to override it. If it were cool, I still would tell you, you don't get to override it.
I mean,
man.
My family has nicknames for me in our house that people outside of our house don't call me.
That's true. He probably does have. Like, nobody in the house calls you Tiny Heine, and that's clearly your top.
There's levels to
hey,
this.
Hey, show, I mean, Tyler, we're talking about an Astro.
Yes.
We're talking about Pina.
One I love.
You can't take this nickname conversation about Pina to your household and compare it to you.
I'm just saying. There are levels to nicknames. Mm. Sometimes, you know, in different arenas. And we can use the storm. We can use
it's
that.
It's the respectful thing to do with his family.
I'm going to respect
he's 40
I
deep.
I respect them.
They're 40 deep with that name on the front. Not the back.
What is it again?
La Tormenta.
Going to get some shirts made with a great big grizzly bear in a thunderstorm. We'll merge the two worlds.
You don't get to do that. You don't get
Why?
To do that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I'm telling you, Astros Twitter's picking this thing up. They love Jer Bear.
No, they do. They're not.
They
Astros
do.
Twitter is not picking
you
that
clearly,
up. Yes,
you clearly did not grow up hanging out like your best friend or a very close friend was a Hispanic kid and hanging out with his family.
Wow.
I did.
Nope.
If he did, he didn't
have a nickname.
Took a little long to answer that.
Yeah, no.
I'm just telling you.
One of my best friends was Landon Martinez.
Do I know Landon?
You might.
What's his nickname?
Lando.
That's his name.
Clint.
Did you go into his household at Christmas
Many
or Thanksgiving
times.
And try to change Lando?
Wow.
No.
Exactly.
But I was in his house. I'm not
but
in the Pina house
an,
right
but
now.
But you had an additional nickname for him, I'm sure.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, plenty.
I grew up with a kid named Weddle.
Ooh,
you think
good.
I went over to Widow's house and said, I know we're going to call you anymore. We're going to call you that. We're going to call you Jer Bear.
If I walked
no,
into the Pina home, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't walk in and say, okay, you know what? Why I'm here, we're calling him Jer Bear. No, I'd say, hey, La Tormenta.
No, you
Mama Tormenta family.
And they'd go, who invited the white guy?
That's the way he's saying it.
Tormenta.
People yeah. love
Roll
me.
The R. Get, hit the
Tormenta.
R.
Tormenta.
There you go. Okay.
From the text line 713, Clint, La Tormenta. You expect for show to say that? Suck it. I did.
As I was undressing Tyler here for this nickname thing, show was over there studying up how to roll that R. He got it, man.
I said it easy.
La Tormenta.
I know how to roll R's. La Tormenta.
There it is.
I'll roll the hell out of it.
Hey, come on. Show knows better. You ain't going in nobody's home and changing their nickname, Jer Bear. Especially from La Tormenta
I do think you can't have.
When Pina comes to the plate, that's what they ought to start playing.
Hold on,
playing.
Let me hear that again. That sounds like a waterfall.
It's a storm.
I hear it now.
They ought to start playing that and flash the lights in Minute Maid when he comes to play.
I like that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with alternating and having both nicknames.
I think Jer Bear, your nickname should be flushed in the toilet along with the sound of it.
I think you should be flushed in the toilet.
I do agree that you can't have multiple nicknames. I mean, that one is just bad. But, I mean, I do agree.
You loved it when it originally came up.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
And
you got mad at me, and you backtracked.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said you're on to something, Tyler.
I do think you can have multiple nicknames. I just think that Houston has sounded, and they don't like Jer Bear.
Houston does like Jer Bear. We love Jer Bear. We love La Tormenta.
I don't think they do. From the text line, 620, sorry, Sleazy, I got to side with Dirty on this.
Son of a.
Yeah, I'm just telling you man, you can't
do
it.
You don't mess with a Hispanic family's nickname.
No, I won't not, in not their house.
They, not when they put it on the shirt. Not when the family shows up to the game and it's on the shirt.
Oh, I can get shirts made.
Yeah, all the other stuff is trash. Right
here. I can get shirts made.
Yeah.
If that's the qualifier, expect Jer Bear shirts very soon.
No. There's a difference in you making a Jer Bear shirt than Pina's 40-deep family walking in with his nickname on the front of their chest.
Would you be okay being called Jer Bear if your name was Jeremy?
Hell yeah. There aren't many animals that are more terrifying.
That, right?
No, seriously,
right?
There are maybe three to four more animals more terrifying than a bear in the wild. Bears are freaking scary, dude.
He said, no, seriously.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was the most ferocious animal on the planet. It sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Just put it plain.
Whatever.
It sucks.
Whatever, dude. Have you seen that movie with Leo DiCaprio? Bears are terrifying. They will rip your ass up.
Leo Bear. Jer Bear. Come on.
We've talked way too long about this. You're not changing the nickname that his mother gave him.
Wow. Not changing it. I'm adding one to it.
No.
Not changing it.
But you're adding one that's bad.
Would never disrespect Mama Tormenta.
Yeah. Someone's texting in. Stupidest thing ever. Almost said it. Almost Ron Burgundy this time.
I've yet to see one person that liked it other than Tyler. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. And we talk to a lot of people on a daily basis for four hours.
I'm not sure.
And
Megan
social media.
I'm not sure. Megan.
Megan loves it. And there are several on Astros Twitter that love it.
Yeah.
So
dig them up. All right. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, and Tyler, who is Tyler, is with us. I do want to ask you about a division rival here.
Texans,
a Houston Texans division rival. I want to get your thoughts about what you're hearing about your old Razorback, old Treylon Burks. All right. He is the 18th pick that the Titans drafted. They traded A.J. Brown, who was one of the best receivers in football, shocked everybody. We were sitting there at the Texans draft party, and we saw that trade come about. And then, bam, they draft him, Burks, right out of Arkansas, 18th pick. Almost, it seems like, to replace him as their next guy, their top receiver. They've got Robert Woods, who they traded for. He's coming off an ACL, but Treylon Burks fits with his body type, fits closely to what A.J. Brown was, at least body-wise, and was very, very productive in college, as you know, going to Arkansas. But apparently, man, he couldn't make it through rookie minicamp practice. He couldn't make it through the practice. And listen, I don't know. Like, is that a red flag to you of things? Like, hold on, man, this cat that we expect to be a huge part of this team couldn't make it through minicamp, or is that nothing?
It's not nothing. That's for damn sure. I know Treylon Burks. Like, I know who he is. I know him from a football perspective. I'm not personal friends with the kid, but I know him from a football perspective. I would be shocked if there's not a reason why, when he went into camp, this little mini camp, that he was out of shape. Whether that was, he was training in a different element, or he had a minor knee surgery and wasn't able to train the way that he needed to leading into the mini camp. He is a bigger bodied player that if he can't train and condition consistently, then he's going to be a little heavy and he's going to be out of shape. I would be shocked if there's not a reason why. With that said, hell yeah, it's a red flag. There's not a rookie.
Because they need him.
There is not a rookie in the 2022 draft that has more pressure to play and play at a high level than Treylon Burks. There's not a rookie in the 2022 NFL draft that their team is relevant and is absolutely depending on them to stay relevant. There's no other player. The more we think about it, the more we talk about it, there's not another player. I can't even think of one that's close. Yeah. Like, this is the number one seed in the AFC last year, which I think was a little bit blown out of proportion. I think they're a playoff team in the AFC.
They were the number one seed. I mean,
they were, but let's be honest, none of us thought they were going to go win a Super Bowl. And that, I mean, how many number one seeds going to the playoffs have we looked at and gone, they ain't winning at all? But so, I mean, that may have been a little bit much, but they're definitely a playoff team that
Derrick Henry still lives there. Yeah, they've got a team. Jonathan Simmons is still there.
So first and foremost, when I'm talking about the pressure on this rookie, I exclude half the league because they're not in playoff contention at this point in time. This is a team that has high expectations, playoff expectations, AFC championship type expectations. They traded their true number one receiver and drafted Treylon Burks with their first overall pick. The expectations are for him to replace A.J. Brown to some degree immediately. And this is not, the other thing is, this is not a scheme-driven offense. This is not a three wide out, let's run all these different concepts, let's use all these pre-snap movements, and let's get guys open. No, this is, we're going to run the football downhill, smash mouth, we're going to force you to close the middle of the field, put an extra defender in the box, and then we're going to eat you up in one-on-one situations outside. Guess who that is? Treylon Burks, one-on-one outside versus corners in this league. Should be an advantage. There's not another rookie in the 2022 draft class that has more pressure on them to perform and perform at a high level and damn near immediately than Treylon Burks. So him not making it through the first day of a minicamp, a rookie minicamp, especially in 2022,
when you got to depend on him, because the difference with Derek Stingley, listen, if we found out that Derek Stingley couldn't make it through a camp, like, you know, through rookie minicamp, and like from your, and maybe it's not good to compare because this is in the early 2000s and the late 90s for you, but
yeah,
a rookie minicamp, I just, that doesn't sound in my mind like the equal of what training camp would be. Like this seems like this would be something, because we talked about it, like you were saying, like it may be a walkthrough, didn't seem like it was. But for him not to make it through a mini camp practice makes you wonder, like, he's not just in any kind of shape.
I mean, it's not uncommon for skill players, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, defensive backs, linebackers. It's not uncommon for those guys, especially when you're first getting introduced to the NFL. It's not uncommon for those guys to fall out. It's not uncommon for those guys to get the rude awakening of what an NFL camp or an NFL practice looks like.
Was the NFL practice a lot harder than Arkansas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
ran two-a-days too, right?
Well, you just don't have the numbers. And you're correct. They didn't baby us like they do these dudes nowadays. We had literally had two. My rookie year, we had two-a-days in Wichita Falls, Texas, which I don't know why anybody in their right mind, and I'm an old school hard nosed guy. Like I understand why you go to training camp. Like I understand why the Cowboys went to the training camp in Wichita Falls was because their home games in Texas Stadium before Jerry built Jerry World, it was one of the hottest places on the planet for a half the year. So I get it, but there's still, like when I was in Wichita Falls, I was like, this is unhealthy. There's no
you're
way.
Chances out here.
I mean, you're the
hottest place.
Hottest place in America that I've never experienced. It was like a microwave. Like if you were in the shade, if you were under a tree, it was cool. We could sit around and have a pop, sit around and have a picnic. No big deal. The minute you stepped out, it felt like you were 5,000 miles closer to the sun than we are right now when we're outside. I mean, it was unbelievable. So back then was a whole different animal, and people fell out all the time. Rookie minicamp, I mean, receivers have never ran as much as they run in those particular moments. Now, you know, in college, it was just a different demand, and you weren't having to prove yourself every single day the way you do in a rookie minicamp and the way you do early in your career in the NFL. So, not uncommon show, but if I were Vrabel and there's nothing that caused it, like I'm not aware of something that would make him
that's
come
what
into
you
camp.
Said, you think it may be like some sort of injury or
I mean,
something
show, that, we're talking
that, about, that forced him not to be able to be in the type of shape that you would think he'd be.
I would bet on
this
that.
This was not typical of
Treylon Burks is a dude that early in the year this year, a year in which he could have sat the remainder of the year out completely, he got injured. It was A&M. It was against A&M. He got injured, something with his knee. I can't remember if he came back in that game or not, but Monday he was practicing. He didn't even sit out of practice. He practiced all week long and then didn't miss a game, obviously. But when word got out that this kid didn't miss a practice either, it's like that's the kind of guy we're talking about. Is he above coming in after making millions of dollars and maybe Cadillacing a little bit into the league? I don't know, but I would bet against it. I would bet there's a reason why, and it's not well. This kid came in 10 pounds overweight and out of shape, and you know neglected his training coming into minicamp. That's a tough one for me to. That's a tough pill for me to swallow with Treylon Burks.
We'll see, because as I said, man, listen, there's a level of an important like. Derek Stingley Jr. is going to be very, very important to this defense.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, 4.5 wins is the total that Vegas has, right? Like, I don't think that the Texans are at a place right now where they're like, boy, playoffs right now, that's our expectation. They're just trying to continue to build and get better. Over there,
playoffs.
Over there, they're Derrick Henry, they've got him at an age where they got to start moving. They've got to be thinking playoffs and him to be close to AJ Brown. So you're right. They need him to be there and to be ready to go. So we'll see a little problem now there in Tennessee with their top draft choice.
Hey, for the record, old mom's listening.
Oh God.
Love Mama Sterner. What does she have to say?
Well, she said, I'm assuming she's referring to your little nickname, Jer Bear Defense, in there. She said she's just going to call you Ty Ty, like you're 3 years old or something from now
he'll,
on.
He'll embrace it, Linda.
She's not a big fan of Jer Bear.
I've had people over the years call me that. It's okay.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, T-Mill.
Hey, T-Mill.
She's not a fan of Jer Bear, bub.
That's fine. Everyone's allowed their opinion.
You know what you can't.
There are plenty that do love the nickname.
I've yet to see one.
I see them all over Twitter.
I'm going to need you to screenshot them.
Mama Sterner, I'm going to tell you right now, I know what you can call him that will make him back off of Jer Bear.
Don't you do it. Don't you bring it back. This has been retired, and that is disrespectful. Jer Bear is not.
I think you'll
don't
know.
Do it, show.
I think you know what it is.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying. You know what it is.
My man Jeremy Jones off Twitter, from an OG Jeremy. Hell no. No Jerbert. No Jeremy will or has ever liked or approved of this nonsense.
All right, you know BS. What? If Jeremy Pena contacts me and says he doesn't like it, it will be retired. Until then, sorry, Jeremy.
I've got to take this for the team. You call him that again, I'm going to start calling you.
No, that's BS.
That Clint wrote.
No, because that's disrespectful. I'm saying Jerbert and love
and
kindness.
I've got to play hardball.
Okay.
We've got to stop.
All right, we can do that.
All right, we'll play it.
All right, we'll play.
You don't want to be called that. Coming up, here's the question. Clint Sterner's football at 4. What is it about the Texans? Is it more about the stars? Is these young players that they have that they're bringing in the draft and last year? Is it more about stars, or is it more about building the foundation? We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.